And I opened the door, and I'm not even kidding. There was like 100 mosquitoes.
Just swarming. Yeah. I opened the door too, and I was like, are those gnats? And then I was like, oh my gosh, those are mosquitoes. So I shut the door really fast.
So she shut the door. And
then I was like, you're on your own.
And then I told Nicole, I was like, close the door. Let's just stay in the car. We'll get through this real quick. So then the guy showed me everything. I'm getting tagged up because like we're walking to, oh, here's your power and this and that. This is where someone was trying to build a house, but they gave up probably because they ran out of blood from getting sucked on so much.
Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 7 of the Pana Familia podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Hola, amigos. Here we are.
Hey, everyone.
Coming to you live from Las Lajas, Panama.
Beautiful, warm Panama.
It got cloudy and cool and breezy, and we were like, oh, maybe we'll get some rain. But then the clouds cleared and the sun came out and no rain. We've only gotten rain like that one day since my parents have been here, right? That one like stormy day.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that strong of a rain.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The night, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, it's pouring." And we were like, "This is
nothing."
So frustrating.
It was a strong rain for Turlock, but not a strong rain for here. We had some strong rains like almost a month ago. Now it feels like a month.
No, it was like a couple weeks before they came. Whatever. Yeah, a week before they came, maybe. But yeah, they didn't really get to experience much rain here, which kind of. It's annoying.
Yeah, well, they still got 3 or 4 days left, so.
They have one day left.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Yeah.
They have one day left.
Yeah, I can't believe they've been here for 2 weeks, and we didn't even get to do everything we wanted to do, but it's just like, you know, unless you're, like, going all day long, which we didn't want to do, then, you know, you kind of have to cut back on all the sightseeing and restaurants and, yeah. There's stuff we wanted to do with them that we just didn't get around to, but. That's okay. We can do it next time.
You could probably do something every day.
Yeah, we could have, but...
No, we just don't, you know.
We didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, with Jude in school and...
Yeah, and also just wanted to be able to relax and let them relax.
Your parents relax.
They've been sleeping in here, which is good for them. I mean, they get up early at home, but, like, we're up for, like, 4 hours by the time they get up. Yeah. What else is new?
Natramente is closing down for Natramente Pizza.
Oh, we talked about that last time. Eddie's in mourning.
Yeah.
Better go before they close, actually. They probably only have a day left, right? Because they're closing...
April.
Yeah, so I think we have to like Monday or Tuesday.
I think Monday might be the last day.
We might Karina said we could order like 80 pizzas and just freeze them.
I was just going to say we could probably order a lot of pizzas and freeze them. I'm going to lose a lot of weight.
Oh, man. But we are going out to dinner tonight with them for a nice dinner at Naturalmente Boutique and Bungalow.
Yeah. Other than that, just working on the dome. Dome's progressing.
I haven't been there much lately, but yeah.
They've basically finished with one dome as far as putting bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're working on the kids' dome, and they'll probably get that one done.
Soon,
over this next week or so. And then everybody will be hands on deck for the third dome. Oh, and the bathroom.
The master dome.
The master dome. And then the kids' dome. They're putting up the last window today. Window frame.
In our room?
In our room.
Yeah. And then the little bathroom mini dome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then other than that.
Eddie's ready to breed his cows soon.
Next week, yeah.
Hopefully next week. We are actually heading back to California in a couple weeks to wrap up, tie up some loose ends. Not really. We're taking inventory on our storage unit in Turlock so we can ship all the rest of our stuff over here in a few months.
And then figure out where to put it.
Yeah, and hopefully by then we'll have a house to put it in. If not,
we're screwed.
We're having a yard sale.
Panamanian yard sale. Everything's 50 cents.
So a few more weeks and we'll be enjoying some In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I got a intense hives breakout, and I am now known as the Dragon Lady to myself.
Yeah, she looks pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. It's everywhere, pretty much except my face.
We went to the beach. It was actually one of the better beach days we had.
Yeah,
Estrellas was open.
Mm-hmm.
So
it wasn't that hot.
Had a lot of seafood.
And I woke up the next morning and my chest had this like thick layer of hives, and then it just started spreading from there. My back, my arms.
Basically every part of her skin that was exposed.
That the sun touched
was like red. She's finally getting better today.
Yeah, but I haven't really, I've been trying to avoid my skin like seeing the sun, so I've been covering up as much as possible. It was pretty itchy for a couple days. And this has never happened to me. This isn't like a common thing that happens. So it's just really weird.
Yeah. And then the funniest thing was organic Nicole was like, well, we went to another beach a couple days later. And Nicole's like, well, what if I just, you know, fight fire with fire and just let it get stronger with the sun?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not like I was in the sun for hours.
I was like, all right. And then by the time we got home, she was like,
it made it really, the salt water and the sun on that day, that was 2 days ago. I got home and I was like so miserable.
Yeah,
it was tingly and painful.
You could just see it in her eyes. Like, I was just like, oh, she's in a very bad place right now.
Yeah. So I started covering up.
Yeah.
But yeah, day five and it's starting to recede and dry up and, I don't know, heal, I guess.
It's not all rainbows and butterflies down here.
Without any, I did go buy different medicines, but I didn't use any of it because I was scared. Well, I got some cortisone stuff, but then I was scared to use it. So I'm just like, nope, my body just needs to release the.
I got a good transition.
Okay.
It's not all rainbows and butterflies down here, but there is a lot of bugs.
Okay.
So yeah, we're talking about bugs today.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Just bugs. We've never dealt with so many bugs.
So many bugs.
In our life.
Mm-hmm.
In Turlock, you got the...
the mosquitoes.
You got the mosquitoes out in the country. The flies. Other than that, not much, right? I mean, black widows.
Black widows and brown recluse.
Yeah, I never saw brown recluse. Just black widows.
Oh. Apparently we had a lot, according to my sister.
But
cockroaches. We had a lot of cockroaches at our house in Turlock.
Yeah. Way to tell everyone. I'm just kidding.
That's just because it was a 100-year-old house. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, a lot of cockroaches. Yeah. But yeah, here, they're not mosquitoes. They're like mutant X-Men mosquitoes. They're huge. They'll bite you through your shirt.
Uh-huh.
We live in a place right now where it's not that bad or bad at all.
As far as the bugs?
Bugs.
Like the
and
amount of bugs?
Amount of bugs. And I'm talking mosquitoes specifically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the mosquitoes are not bad here.
Yeah, let's start with mosquitoes. Let's go down our list.
Well, yeah, I wanted to do that, like, top four places we've seen the most mosquitoes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let's share that.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's first talk about mosquitoes, and we'll do with the top four places. Mosquitoes.
Okay.
So the mosquitoes here, they're always in wet areas, and it's very wet here, obviously, because of it's, you know, a tropical place.
Mm-hmm.
In shady areas, and they bite you through your shirt. They bite.
They're big.
They're big. I've killed a lot of them. And they're just...
He used to always smash him and then, like, show me, like, the blood splatter, like, on his arm or whatever. Yeah.
And even during the dry season, they're not as prominent, but there are spots where you'll get attacked by them.
Right, yeah.
When we were in Panama City and I was wearing shorts and this guy was telling me I'm not Panamanian, which, I mean, he was right. I was just trying to be dumb because, like, I speak Spanish. He's like, oh, you're not Panamanian. And... He was like, because you're wearing shorts, and one of the reasons why people wear pants here is because of the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's places that we go to dinner that, like, we just wear pants now.
Yeah. Well, especially in the early morning and then, like, right before the sun goes down, like, at sunset is when the mosquitoes come out the worst. It's like, you just kind of avoid those times of day, or you just, yeah, you cover up. You wear long sleeves and pants, and or you spray chemicals all over your body, but who wants to do that?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, our farms... Not bad at all.
No, mosquitoes. We haven't had issues with a lot of mosquitoes there, yeah. Interestingly.
But yeah. What I've noticed is it's always, like, shady areas, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. They don't want to get burned by the sun.
Because there's a big tree down there that if you go over there, you'll get bit by mosquitoes.
Over there?
Yeah, right there. I always get bit every time I go over there. Oh. But it's always, like, shady tree, foresty areas.
Yeah.
We were at a park in Panama City in the middle of the city.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. And when we were pushing the kids on the swings, and there was, like, a bunch of mosquitoes.
It was just, like, this random park surrounded by...
Houses.
Houses. Yeah, there was nothing jungly about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't know you're in Panama City or in a tropical area...
You wouldn't have known, yeah.
You wouldn't have known, but...
I think you're in a hot San Francisco or something.
Yeah, but it was just, like... We were under this tree and the swings, and all of a sudden I was like, why am I getting bit? And it was just mosquitoes. It's just, this is their habitat. habitat.
We're invading their habitat, yes.
A lot of people got bit building that canal.
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah.
But
and then there's these little things that are like mosquitoes called chitres, and apparently they're, like, microscopic, so you can barely see them. And they give you, like, very itchy bites also.
But their bites look a little, like, they're more like...
You can see a little blood dot in the middle of the bug bite.
Yeah, almost. It's a little bit different than a mosquito bite.
Yeah. We got them, where were we the other day? Oh, at...
Refugio,
yeah. My sister was like, what are these all over my body? Or my legs, you know? And I was like, oh, yeah, those aren't mosquitoes. Chichas. Those are chiches.
Other than that, we haven't dealt with them too much. I think the Toriel lady said there's a lot over there in Toriel.
Yeah, and they set it up on the mountain at James's place. I remember James talking about them.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I got special screens to, like, keep them out.
Oh, yeah, because they're so small they can go through, like, regular screens.
Yeah.
Whereas mosquitoes can't.
But, like, I don't know. I haven't even, like, thought about that being an issue here.
But, yeah, it's definitely something we've adjusted to is the mosquitoes and the chitres.
Yeah, you just kind of plan for it, and you know, you don't walk around half naked all the time. That way you don't get bit up, and the boys won't get bit up, hopefully. And eventually people say you do build some sort of resistance to it.
Or they get tired of biting you.
Yeah, they're tired of your blood.
Yeah, they always say, like, they like the new fresh blood.
The new fresh blood. Okay, so what were, like, was it, like, four places that were, like, horribly infested?
Okay, so we're going to do top four, not in any particular order, like, top... You know, number one is number one.
Yeah,
four that we can remember off the top of our head that we were there.
Like, insanely.
And it was just insanely miserable to be there because of the mosquitoes.
Well, an insane amount. A massive amount of mosquitoes.
And a massive amount of bites and everything like that. So these are in no particular order. You want to go first?
Okay, the one I remember is the first. Was it the first time we went to Las Lajas Beach Resort for dinner?
Oh, yeah. That was the very first time.
So we go to Las Lajas Beach Resort for dinner, which is a wonderful resort. We love it
there.
But it was nighttime, and by the beach, like, before you're on the beach, like...
When we live at the beach, like, by the beach, there's way more mosquitoes than there's in town.
Yeah, so we go there for dinner, and we're all wearing shorts, just because that's what we normally wear in the evening. And I don't know how long we were there, because I think when we got there, the sun was just barely setting. But eventually it was dark, and all of a sudden I just start feeling these, like, zaps, like, painful zaps on my skin. And I realize, like, it's, like, mosquito bites. And it was nonstop for the entire hour we were there. Like, the food could not get out fast enough. We ate as fast as possible. And then we packed, just had them put it in boxes because we couldn't.
We couldn't handle
it. Stand it. I mean, the boys, it was slapping. I think I went and put DEET on, which is completely against my code of ethics. But I didn't care. I was, like, so miserable. I couldn't even sit down. I eventually stood up. I, like, sprayed my legs. We were all just, like, slapping ourselves. And this was, like, painful mosquito bites. A lot of times I don't even feel them. You just get itchy. But that, this was, like, painful bites.
That's how you know it was annoying, really bad. Because, like, Nicole's like a samurai. She's very mentally tough. And she doesn't, like, show discomfort unless it's something really bad or some, like, really powerful Middle Eastern food. But she was, I mean, I was like, I was just crying. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then she, and I was like, see, I'm like, oh wow, she's complaining about it.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it was just like Nicole said, we were just like, we couldn't get out there fast enough.
We've never gone back there for dinner. And if we ever do, we'll wear like full on like hazmat suits.
Yeah. This next time they have good food. So the next time we just got it to go. There's this like Mason Dixon line, 38th parallel at the beach where 1 second, you can literally like be being attacked by mosquitoes and you can take one step into the beach.
Onto the sand.
The sand and they completely stop.
They like won't fly out there.
It's like they know once they get past that area, they're not going to live. Yeah. So it's like this weird like, you know, game that you play. I'll go with the next one. Okay. And I'll just, I won't go that far down the road. The mosquito hotel, as we called it.
Oh my gosh, mosquito hotel for sale.
So when we first got here and we were looking at properties, there was this abandoned hotel that was for sale on the beach. And it was basically abandoned and needed a lot of work. It was a really good price and it was like right next to the beach. And our realtor thought we were like wanted to start a hotel for whatever reason, even though we've never told her we wanted to start a hotel.
So, you gotta see it. You gotta see it. Maybe you'll change your mind.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, whatever. Right, we're literally right here. So we walked in, and then there's just a bunch of leaves on the ground, and this was during the rainy season too.
Yeah, so this is all during the rainy season.
So all these leaves have like little cups of water in them, and then we start walking around, and then one of the guys is showing us the property, the housekeeper is showing us the property, and he's telling us, like, he's telling me, he's like, hey, I don't know what the pit lady's asking for, the lowballer. You know, she wants to get rid of this place, and, you know.
The slowest tour, too.
It was going so slow.
Look over here at this pebble.
And we're just trying to be really nice, but the whole time, we're just getting bit up by mosquitoes.
Yes, the boys are like, mommy, like, yeah. There's so many mosquitoes.
And, like, everyone's complaining about it, and, like, no one's like getting the picture, and I'm like, okay, there's no.
We're just standing there talking,
chit chatting, and it's
the
like
buffet for the mosquitoes.
Like we were like, there's no chance we're gonna buy this place. Like we didn't want a hotel.
Yes.
In the first place, but now we definitely don't want this hotel. But yeah, it was just like.
It was bad.
We got destroyed.
So ever since henceforth, it has been called the mosquito hotel.
Yeah, we drive by it. I mean, it's right on the main road, right next to the beach, so we drive by it a lot. They've done a little work to it, but we always call it the Mosquito Hotel.
Yes. The other one was the Field of Mosquitoes, the Field of Dreams of Mosquitoes.
Marietto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Another piece of property that we were shown, and what was it, like 100 acres or something crazy?
It was something super crazy. It was like 100 acres.
Abandoned.
Abandoned. Like, yeah. And
next to an estuary.
Next to an estuary, so you had access to the ocean. You could like make a dock, and then ride your boat out to the ocean.
We're like, sure, why not? We'll go look.
We looked at it because it was like so much land with access to the ocean for very cheap price, and we like followed them out there.
In our car, we're driving through it,
and no big problems, and then. We finally get to the property and
We get to like the middle of the property and the guy in front of us stops, you know, like, okay, hey, let's get out here and I'll show you a few spots.
And this is like within the first month too. So we're like, I'm just in shorts and flip flops.
Yeah.
And I open the door And I'm not even kidding. There was like 100 mosquitoes.
Just swarming. Yeah. I opened the door too and I was like, are those gnats? And then I was like, oh my gosh, those are mosquitoes. So I shut the door really fast.
So she shut the door. And then I was like,
you're on your own.
And then I told Nicole, I was like, close the door. Let's just stay in the car. We'll get through this real quick. So then the guy showed me everything. I'm getting tagged up because like we're walking to, oh, here's your power and this and that. This is where someone was trying to build a house, but they gave up probably because they ran out of blood from getting sucked on so much. And then he's like, let me go show you the dock. So then I probably had 50 bites within like 2 minutes or 5 minutes of him talking to us. And then we're just all, like, we always just try to be really nice and like, okay, these people like met us at the hotel.
They're taking the time to show us.
Yeah. So like, let's just give them the whole time they've designated for us.
Yeah.
So then we get back in the car, the windows are rolled up and we're driving to this property.
And there's like 20 mosquitoes in the car.
There's 20 mosquitoes in the car just from opening the door for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I'm just telling Nicole, like, there's no chance. There's no chance. We're never buying this place. I mean, it was a lot of land, too. Like, why would I ever buy this land? It's like so many mosquitoes. Yeah. I couldn't imagine living here the rest of my life.
Oh, my gosh. It was so bad.
And then we went to the dock, and I just remember getting bit up. I got to the point where I told the lady, because there was a, it was a guy and a girl, and I told the girl, I was like, do you ever get used to mosquitoes here? And she's like, no, never.
Because they were slapping themselves, too.
Yeah, they were slapping themselves.
But they had pants on, so it was just their arms. Your arms aren't as big of a deal. It's like your ankles, your legs.
Yeah.
Behind the knees.
So that was, so then we finally got in the car and got out of there. We're like, oh, thank you. And then we just never went back. I'm sure it's still for sale.
Probably.
And the last one is the beach house we lived in. We lived in a pretty mosquito area.
Yeah, it just seemed like anytime we were outside there, like we hang out a lot here outside, like hang out a lot. We cook, we just sit outside, we hang out, you know, we play with the boys, we hang out outside. But like, and we tried to do that over there, but it was just really hard because anytime I'd stand out there and cook or prep dinner or we'd try to sit out there in the hammocks or something, you were just like constantly, like I remember you wrapping yourself up like a burrito in the hammock to like avoid the mosquitoes like biting your legs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it was just bad over
there. The beach house was between a beach and estuary.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of water. And it was during the rainy season, so there's a lot of puddles.
Yeah, it was just.
And there was a lot of like jungle trees around. So it's just like a perfect recipe for.
Yeah. And I feel like there were certain spots there too that like were worse than others.
I would go like buzz my head in the back of the house and just get destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, we killed a lot in the house. In the bedroom at night.
In the shower. In
the
shower.
Yeah. The ones that get you when you're in the bathroom or
Yeah. So yeah, we live in a very mosquito populated area.
Yeah.
But now for the future, like right now where we're living is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And then our house is really great.
Yeah, I think we should be fine. I think we just, you know, you kind of close up the house when the sun starts to go down so the bugs don't start flying into the light and stuff like that, you know? Because we have our door open a lot, and so flies will get in and stuff. But at night, if you leave your door open, like one night we had that swarm of like gnats in the bathroom, remember, all over the sink and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Because we left the door open just a little too long.
Yeah.
And they see it's dark outside, they see the light in the house and, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just like tenfold. Like, whereas like in Turlock, it's like, oh, we got a couple moths inside. Like, shut the door. Like, this is like a swarm of gnats or, you know, there's been like 5 dragonflies that get caught in the house. And there's just so much more life here because there's so much more water.
Water and it's always warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's enough with the mosquitoes. Let's talk about some other bugs. As far as like cattle, I've never dealt with so much ticks ever,
which and makes, you did talk about this in the last
episode,
so
so ticks and then
cattle ticks, and then we've heard about these little tiny ticks that look like mites, maybe I don't know, maybe they are mites and they just call them ticks.
Yeah, sometimes they have some overlapping words for stuff.
Because they sound like mites to me, like chicken mites that would get on the chickens or something, but people will say, oh, I was covered in them and I had to just spray them off. And
Nicole's friend said that they bought a property and they're trying to clear it up for a long-term rental, and it's just like literally infested with
ticks. They've burned it and sprayed it and all this stuff, and the ticks just keep coming back. It's like a losing battle.
Yeah.
I mean, Mother Nature always wins.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, I guess I already talked about ticks in the last episode.
But dealing with the ticks, and then I think you talked about the worms too, the flies that lay eggs, and any sort of open wound on the cattle, and then they start, then they get these, the worms in them, which are, you know, the larvae.
Yeah.
And that was disgusting to deal with.
Supposedly there's a lady around here who got them on her back, an old lady. Yeah. That's the folklore.
Chidiki
noticias. There's like these mutant spiders here. That you only see them in the morning.
Which
mostly
ones are you talking about?
The ones that, like, we've seen them, like, you know.
Oh, the big ones, and then yeah, like outside they'll create these webs overnight. Remember you said that one time the whole grass field was covered in spider webs.
Yeah.
And then you see these like 2-inch ginormous like spiders, and
I don't know if they're poisonous or not. I'm not gonna find out.
I'm sure some are, some aren't, but like they're massive, and I mean they're really pretty.
Yeah, they are very pretty,
but it's just like you'll walk into this giant like
we saw one in town underneath a shady tree. That was probably the biggest one we saw.
Yeah.
Oh, that fuzzy caterpillar.
Oh, the deadly one?
Yeah, there's this fuzzy caterpillar that's supposedly poisonous if you touch it. So.
Yeah, well, they say a lot of them are, so we don't even let the kids touch caterpillars here.
Yeah, we don't let them touch anything. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's this fuzzy caterpillar that's supposed to be really poisonous.
We found a tarantula, in the pool on the same day that we found a scorpion in the bathroom. A dead one. Still. They're crawling in from somewhere.
They're looking for water.
There's flies here, but I feel like those are, like, the least of your concerns. There's a lot of dragonflies and butterflies. So, like, there's a lot of beautiful bugs, too. I mean, there's places where there's just swarms and swarms of butterflies over the flowers. Dragonflies, like, in all these different colors, orange. We saw our first ladybug at the farm today. I was so excited. I've never seen a ladybug here. I'm not joking. I have never seen a ladybug this entire time, and we've spent a lot of time looking at grass, looking at flowers, stopping to pick flowers. Never have seen a ladybug, and today we saw one in the grass in our farm. I happened to spot it, and me and Jesse got to hold it, and we almost accidentally smashed it because I think it was like very young. But that was really exciting. So hopefully she's laying lots of eggs and making more. What was yours?
The wasp here.
Oh, all the different little, like, little tiny
and
wasps.
And there's weird, because, so we had these two different wasp nests at the apartment that we're staying at right now.
Talk about his little...
Yeah, we'll talk about that one. There was a wasp nest, like, literally right next to our room in the one of the branch trees there.
Uh-huh.
And they would never attack you.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple trees over, there was this wasp nest, and
it looked almost the same.
They almost looked the same. I think they're just a different color. And then every single time I walked by, they would just like attack me like crazy.
Especially on the back of your neck.
Yeah, and they go into your shirt and this and that.
Yeah.
And then I remember the groundskeeper here. I told him like, hey, like those things get by me. He's like, oh yeah, let me go get the spray. So he sprayed them. And then I told him about the other one was before I knew, like, how come those don't attack? He's like, oh, those are nice ones. Like, we don't need to spray those. Like, those will never attack you. I'm like, oh, okay. That's weird.
Yeah. And you can't really tell the difference. And they're little. They're, like, smaller than bees. They have little tiny stingers that hurt.
Yeah, they hurt. They bite my shirt. And then Jeannie got bit by a bee today.
Stung
by a bee.
Or a wasp or something.
Or a wasp, but there's...
But the giant long stinger was stuck in his finger, and we didn't know it till like 10 minutes later, and he was still holding his hand, and I looked, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's like a little spear in his little finger.
Yeah. Gene's going to be like the super Panamanian American kid, because like he just walks around naked, like, and he just like takes these bites full force. Yeah. Other than that, what other? I think that's about it.
I think we've covered most of them. Yeah, there's just a lot of them. And the thing is, like, you can't just go around, like, spraying for all these bugs. Like, you know, our goals, even at our farm at home, was to just find some sort of balance. Like, there's going to be bad bugs. As far as bad, I mean bugs that'll eat your plants or bite you or sting you or whatever. And then there's also good bugs, and you just have to be able to find a balance between the two. Oh, another one I just thought of is the leaf cutter ants.
Oh, yeah.
That ate all of my baby citrus trees at the farm. I took a number of plants and like baby trees that I actually bought at a nursery over to the farm, and we've been watering them, and you know, we have our little plant nursery over there. And lo and behold, I set it up like 10 feet away from like three giant ant hills that are full of leaf cutter ants. I didn't know they were leaf cutter ants. And it was fine for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden I go and I was like, whoa, what happened to all my leaves? Like, it's just like a tree with a bunch of twigs, you know? It looks like winter time where all the leaves fall off. And then like a week later, they went for the rest of them. So that was my fault for putting them next to them. And I tried putting some like vinegar and salt around the plants and around the hills to keep them away, but it didn't work. So anyways, like, you just have to like, okay, I'm not gonna put all my plants, my baby trees, next to a leaf cutter ant hill, you know?
Yeah.
And find ways to and incorporate, like like we've said before, like chickens and guineas and ducks and stuff like that can eat bugs. Guineas eat lots of ticks, so hopefully that will help with that. But yeah, it's been luckily, like, neither of us are too bothered by, like, I'm not scared of bugs. We're not scared to like kill a bug or see a bug. I'm not grossed out by them. It's just
more annoyed.
Yeah, annoyed. And and the one thing we do like to see is the little geckos in our room that eat the bugs. They eat flies, they eat probably mosquitoes, but you can watch them like on the hunt on the wall at night when they come out, and they're like prowling around looking for bugs in there.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. So if you ever see a gecko in your room and you're somewhere in a tropical location, leave it alone, because it's not going to bother you and it's going to eat a lot of bugs.
Yeah, I think that's what we got for bugs.
Bug talk, bugs life.
Bugs life.
Jesse's our bug kid. He'll go up to like any bug and just like pick it up or kill it. Cosmo had like a giant beetle on her last night, and he just went over and like threw it off, and he'll like touch dead bugs, and he's not scared at all. So I think he's gonna be our
bug guy.
Our I don't know what they're called, bugologist.
Bugologist. He's gonna have to know which ones are not good to touch though.
Yeah, maybe that's what he'll do. He'll start researching all the safe ones and the poisonous ones. Well, we're going to go enjoy the cloudy weather. It looks like maybe the rain will actually come, because it's getting cloudy again.
The breeze has gotten cooler these last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Hope you all are doing well, and we will see you next time, or talk to you next time.
Adios.
Ciao. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Panna Familia podcast.